AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The special prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has withdrawn over a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. This after a judge ruled either he or Willis had to leave to avoid an appearance of impropriety. Our Kate Brumback has more.
Wade's resignation is a remarkable development in this case, and it allows Willis to continue one of four prosecutions against the former president. But the long-term damage to the case remains unclear, particularly in light of a barrage of attacks by Trump, who has targeted the pair for constant criticism since the allegations of their relationship surfaced 2 months ago.
The judge in Trump's hush money criminal case in New York has delayed trial until at least mid-April to allow his lawyers time to sift through a raft of new evidence. Israel says the ship has delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, inaugurating a sea route from Cyprus. Meantime, Gaza's health ministry says 149 people have been killed over the past 24 hours, bringing the number of Palestinians killed in the war to at least 31,490. In Ukraine, a Russian missile attack hit homes in the southern city of Odessa and was then followed by a second missile that targeted first responders. Officials say at least 16 killed. The U.S. and allies are warning Iran that major Western economies will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward with a plan to provide ballistic missiles to Russia. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We haven't seen them move forward other than the negotiation process actively advancing, and we really wanted to set down a marker here for Iran and for Russia that there will be swift consequences for them to do that.
The death toll stands at three from a series of tornadoes that tore through the central U.S. last night. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
An awful lot of damage. Our heart goes out to all the families that are trying to put things back together, and certainly for those who have been injured and those who who have died.
Sound courtesy WSYX WTTE. This is AP News. Federal prosecutors are seeking a 40 to 50 year prison sentence for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried for the cryptocurrency fraud he's been convicted of. They say it cost customers and investors at least $10 billion over a 5 year period. And Damian Troisi has the AP Markets report.
Stocks retreated from a record high set earlier this week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, closing out the week with a slight loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell 1%. Software maker Adobe slumped after giving investors a weak revenue forecast. A report from the University of Michigan showed consumer sentiment unexpectedly fell in March. Investors closed out a week of economic reports that showed inflation, though broadly cooling, remains hotter than expected. The reports have raised concerns about the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates, but Wall Street still sees potential for a cut in June. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.